watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 16th of March, 2021, and what a show I have for you today. We have retractions from the mainstream media, rather large retractions that are rather illuminating as to how exactly this whole scheme operates. Everything from Brian Sicknick to recorded phone calls. I think I've seen this one before, and we will be talking about the connection between the Georgia Senate phone call that was inaccurately reported upon, perhaps I should say lied about, and the Ukrainian call. We also have a lot of news about how the United States military may no longer be under civilian control as it is being used to intimidate elected politicians, and those that the people have elected into power seem incapable of reining them in. Who is giving them orders and who are they serving? More answers as the show goes on. And of course, I will welcome special guest Dave Riley. But first, here is the latest by John Bowne, Grammy 2021 Illuminati Propaganda Spectacle. Let's roll it.
The worst part about the Illuminati globalist mind control propaganda spectacle of the Grammys is that after the horrible year America had endured, it would have been inspiring to witness the real musicians who won plenty of awards perform and speak to the public that supported them.
Stay tuned, because when we come back, Lil Baby gives a performance you do not want to miss.
But at this point, that is probably too much to ask the narcissistic hacks who have hijacked the soul of American music. The real award show would have gotten massive ratings if Grammy-winning legends Bobby Rush, Tootsie and the Maytals, John Prine, Chick Corea, and many others had been given a moment to receive their awards, some of them posthumously. Instead, American music's night looked more like a funeral in a brothel.
Hips thick when I dance. On that demon time, she might start her own fan. B and that B stand for bands. If you wanna see some real, baby, here's your chance. I say left cheek, right cheek, drop it low this wine. Fingers up in the sky.
Replete with awkward COVID-19 social distancing. Performances from talentless, immoral, demonic prostitutes.
7 days a week. Wet ass bitch. Make that pull out game weak.
Did you see that? Wow, Cardi B featuring Megan Thee Stallion. That was amazing. Wow, that was amazing. It's the whole thing. It's a giant shoe, and you got the giant bed. Look. Oh, and it's so soft. What is the thread count? This is amazing. Wow. Oh, guys, wait, wait. I just realized something. This is a dream. This is a dream that I've had, to be in bed with Cardi B.
Brainwashing Black Lives Matter propaganda, normalizing the torching of America's small businesses.
When I was growing up, I was taught in American history books that Africa had no history, and neither did I. That I was a savage, about whom the less said the better, who had been saved by Europe and brought to America. And of course, I believed it. I didn't have much choice.
You think they fire with fire right now, but at least we can turn up the flames on. You gotta pay attention to the signs. Seem like the signs following the blind.
It's a state of emergency. It's been a hell of a year. Hell for over 400 years. My people, it's time we stand. It's time we demand the freedom that this land promises. President Biden, we demand justice.
Literally
and of course,
burning,
the now
burning down
the Illuminati
on
music
stage.
Industry parade.
Blood in my left wall. Wish I could go up. I'm losing all.
All over
all right, folks, this is the video by John Bowne. He watches it so you don't have to. The satanic Illuminati propaganda spectacle of the Grammys 2021. Oh, God. Our culture is dead. They're twerking on its corpse. This is despicable. We'll be right back.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
Watching the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Hey, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. We'll begin right off the bat, as we always do, with the Daily Dispatch. Here it is. Let's roll the thing. Here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for the 16th of March, 2021. We'll begin with the Grammys. Go woke, go broke. Grammy ratings hit a record low. Viewership crashes over 50% from last year. This is from Infowars.com. Last month, Golden Globes had the worst ratings in their history, falling by two-thirds from last year. And last night, the Grammys also made history by scoring the worst ratings in their entire history. This year's telecast was the lowest rating in Grammys history in the early numbers. This is from the Nielsen Live plus same day official national numbers. Music's biggest night delivered an average of 8.8 million viewers for the network during the ceremony's broadcast Sunday night at 8 p.m. with a 2.1 rating in the key adults aged 18 to 49 demographic. In comparison, the time zone adjusted fast national charge for the 2020 Grammy Awards drew a 5.4 rating in the key demo and 18.7 million viewers. I can't believe people didn't tune in to see disgusting showboats twerk on giant shoes. Wow, it's they're really missing out here. Really missing out. Death of our culture, folks. Complete degeneracy taking over. No wonder Americans are disconnecting with each other. I would not let anyone younger than the age of 16 watch that, but this is where we're going. If you're a decent American, you have no place in the current moral world order. Meanwhile, on to more important news. Parts of the fence around the U.S. Capitol is coming down as threats ease, says the House Sergeant at Arms. Oh, thank goodness the imaginary threats are lessening. The envisioned fever dreams of the propagandists are letting up. Thank goodness we can relax a little bit. The head of House Security announced Monday portions of the temporary fencing erected around the Capitol after the January 6th insurrection, coup, riot, white supremacy overthrow will be removed for lack of credible threat. That's interesting. I don't think the threats were ever credible, but I guess now they've pushed it a little bit too far. Meanwhile, quick reminder, the existing fence cost about $1.2 million per week, and they are taking down parts of the fencing, but they will now have temporary security fencing to be deployed at a moment's notice just in case any right-wingers feel like they have some sort of constitutional right to gather in protest. How dare they? Meanwhile, more news about the January 6th insurrection, coup, white supremacy overthrow. Two men charged with assaulting Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick with bear spray, Julian Catter and George Tanios, were arrested on Sunday and charged with assaulting Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick with bear spray during the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Sicknick later died of injuries sustained during the riot. Maybe, perhaps, that's not confirmed yet, but he was heralded by legislators as a hero, but officials haven't publicly determined if bear spray was the cause of his death. We'll get into this more as the program continues. Tatter and Tanios are expected to appear in federal court on Monday and were charged with 9 counts that are punishable by up to 20 years in prison. Of course, the mom of the U.S. Capitol Police officer, Brian Sicknick, believes that he died of a stroke. And his exact cause of death has not yet been released, although we do know that it was certainly not being bashed over the head with a fire extinguisher, despite what was reported across mainstream media for months following the January 6th insurrection coup. Brian Sicknick, a devout Donald Trump follower. Washington Post has been forced to retract a major story from earlier this year. Washington Post admits Trump's, quote, find the fraud, quote, was fake news. The Washington Post has issued a correction to a January 9th story in which it claimed that then-President Donald Trump told a Georgia state election investigator to, quote, find the fraud. In fact, an audio recording showed Trump said no such thing. The Post's original article was headlined, Find the Fraud, Trump pressured a Georgia elections investigator in separate call, legal experts say could amount to obstruction. That's right. They perhaps were going to impeach him for yet another falsified claim about a phone call that he made. As David Schaefer notes on Twitter, the Secretary of State's office secretly recorded the conversation, mischaracterized its contents to the Washington Post, and then attempted to delete the recording. It was recently discovered on a laptop inside the trash folder as parts of an open records search. So record a phone call. You have the recording. You know what it says. But go ahead and lie about it to the Washington Post. They'll print whatever you say verbatim, and then you can attempt to delete the recording to cover up the fact that you lied about it. Reminder, this is exactly what happened with Adam Schiff and the Ukrainian phone call, making claims about a recorded phone call. The phone call is then found, and it is exposed to be a lie. Not a big surprise. This is the way our enemies operate. Here's a story from Breaking911.com. Operation Honeycomb 40 indicted in massive drug trafficking ring that included two daycare centers. Nassau County District Attorney Madeline Singus announced that 40 people have been indicted as a part of Operation Honeycomb for their alleged involvement in a major narcotics trafficking ring that operates in the Hempstead area of New York. Meanwhile, members of the Guam National Guard pay GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene a visit after she called the U.S. territory a foreign land. GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene falsely called Guam a foreign territory, so soldiers were sent to her office to teach her a lesson. Blatant intimidation using the armed forces to conduct a surprise raid of a congressional member of the United States government, a true violation of many things we hold dear, and yet another evidence that we and our representatives that we elect are no longer really in charge of the military. Here they're paying a surprise visit to Marjorie Taylor Greene, and you can only imagine if this had been AOC, she'd still be hiding under the desk, weeping and making a Instagram live stream out of it. It's blatant intimidation, should not be acceptable by any measure, and we'll get more into this as the story continues. Stupid Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's not a foreign territory. It's a U.S. territory of a foreign land. It's a colony. Don't you know what a colony is? It's absolutely ridiculous. But there you go. Meanwhile, the border situation is continuing to spiral out of control, and now immigrant teens are to be housed at a Dallas convention center. 3,000 immigrant teenagers will be housed at the convention center in downtown Dallas as the U.S. government struggles to find space for a surge of migrant children at the border who have strained the immigration system just 2 months into the Biden administration. Also, while the fence around the Capitol is coming down because the imagined threats are no longer deemed credible, the man who tweeted before he firebombed the Republican women's headquarters has pled guilty in federal court. A Palm Desert man pleaded guilty today to a federal arson charge and admitted that he used a Molotov cocktail in an attempt to destroy the East Valley Republican Women Federated office in La Quinta. Carlos Espiru, 23, who's been in custody since his arrest in this case last fall, pleaded guilty this afternoon. yesterday to one count of attempted arson of a building. Just another in a long line of bombings and attempted arsons of Republican headquarters or even Democratic headquarters by Antifa and the like. But they're not an insurrection. No, these are the good guys, after all. From ZeroHedge.com, how to avoid the unthinkable. A U.S.-China summit in Alaska will take up the explosives Taiwan issue as war game after war game shows the American forces being absolutely obliterated in a contest with China over Taiwan. The Chinese, the American State Department is desperate to prevent widespread aggression from China there. Also in the news, GeorgiaStarNews.com reports Georgia judge gives voters in Georgia the right to inspect the Fulton County election ballots. Oh, well, finally, maybe we'll get to the bottom of this whole election fraud thing.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. Get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is American Journal, InfoWars.com. Remember, you support everything that we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Right now, BrainForce Plus is back in stock and 50% off. And that, of course, is one of our most popular products. A lot of people really rave about BrainForce Plus, and it's finally back. It's been out for a while, but it is now back, and we're giving you a 50% off discount plus free shipping on our best-selling nootropic that is available only at InfoWarsStore.com. You know what is perhaps the worst experience of my entire life? Going to sleep while the sun is still out. Damn you, daylight savings time, but that's where we are. It's perhaps second only to waking up before the sun has come out. I'm a night owl, okay? It's a sacrifice for me to do this morning show, but I appreciate it. I would never change a thing. But with daylight saving time, I am going to sleep while there is still sun in the sky, and it is throwing my whole system out of whack. And if you are like me, and even 1 hour shifting in your schedule in terms of your natural circadian rhythm, perhaps we can help you out with that. At InfoWarsStore.com, we have the brand new liquid sleep support called Rocket Rest. And that's a new product, very, very powerful stuff. And then you can Down and Out is also our new sleep support supplement. That's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Can help you get to sleep at this inhuman hour that we are now forced to rest our heads. Down and Out, 40% off, can help you get to sleep. And then you can help get back on track with stuff like BrainForce Plus, Turbo Force, and all sorts of wonderful goodies at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, everything we do here is funded by InfoWars Store and the American people going to InfoWars Store, taking advantage of these incredible sales and helping to keep us on the air and in the fight. And we so appreciate when you do so. Now, let's get back to some of this mainstream media disinformation that they are increasingly brazen about putting out. We've covered it many times before. The way that false flags are carried out now relies on the mainstream media being incapable or totally unwilling to actually do any research whatsoever or confirm their stories at all. And we know the way that things are spread. The big shocking headline gets spread around, millions of views. It becomes implanted into the mind of the brainwashed minions. And then later, a little retraction is put out saying, oh, you know what? That thing that we said that you all believe now, it actually turns out totally false, never actually happened. We completely made it up, totally from whole cloth, completely falsified. Nobody cares about that. Nobody shares that. That doesn't get spread around. And people still think, my God, that Trump is a Russian puppet, right? I mean, you can just go through the litany of complete falsehoods that people still believe wholeheartedly, and yet it goes on and on and on. One of the primary ones that has been used as an excuse to call everybody that engaged in the largest protest in American history, the January 6th protest there in Washington, D.C., the death of Officer Brian Sicknick has been used as an excuse to claim that this was a violent insurrection coup. What are these people doing? Okay, all right. All right, they're marching very, very carefully. I want to play this clip from Tucker Carlson calling out the media for lying about Officer Brian Sicknick's death. Here he is, Tucker Carlson.
The events of January 6th of this year at the U.S. Capitol have been used to completely change not just our political environment in Washington, but the country itself. It was an insurrection, they told us, by white supremacists. Now, to justify their hysteria, they have told us again and again that rioters murdered a Capitol Hill police officer that day called Brian Sicknick. They even told us in fairly precise terms how that murder occurred.
Officer Brian Sicknick died after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher during the hours-long attack.
They beat a Capitol police officer to death with a fire extinguisher.
Officer Brian Sicknick died after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher during the fight.
He died at the age of 42 after he was bludgeoned with a fire extinguisher.
Officer Brian Sicknick died. That is true. But the liars on television misled us about how he died. And the truth is, we still don't know. Today, two people were arrested for assaulting Brian Sicknick, but they were not charged with murder because authorities acknowledged that they are not sure how Brian Sicknick died. Now, the details of that day matter, once again, because they're used as a pretext for changing this country. Julie Kelly is one of the few people who has been on this story in a forensic, precise way, trying to get to the bottom of what actually happened. She's a senior contributor to American Greatness. She joins us tonight. Julie, thanks for coming on. So two people arrested for assaulting Officer Sicknick. Tell us what we know about his death, if you would.
So we don't know much at all. The D.C. Medical Examiner's Office refuses to release the autopsy and toxicology reports on Officer Sicknick, who, as you pointed out, died tragically at the age of 42. We were told for weeks, based on a fabricated report in the New York Times, published January 8th, that he was killed by Trump loyalists with a fire extinguisher. That claim even made it into the Democrats' House impeachment memo against the president. But none of it was true. It has all been a fabricated lie to mislead the American people and justify the impeachment of Donald Trump, and of course to criminalize not just the people who were at the Capitol January 6th, but almost 75 million Trump voters. So today, as you said, two men have finally been charged with assaulting a federal officer with a deadly weapon, which is bear spray. But we still don't know, and we may never know, if any attack or assault with bear spray led to Officer Sicknick's death on January 7th.
So we are no closer, and this is not in any way a justification for shooting anyone with bear spray, whether it's an officer or, by the way, protesters. But we are no closer to knowing the truth about why this officer died that day, is the bottom line?
We do not know, and we may never know. I'm sure the D.C. Medical Examiner's Office will not let us know. I'm sure the Justice Department is hoping that these indictments will pivot away from really one of the most egregious lies, exploiting this man's death, adding to the heartbreak and tragedy of his family. And now they're not even talking about what happened to him anymore. He's been used, his death has been used, and everybody's just moving on.
That's exactly right. Facts matter. And you've been tenacious on this, and I hope you'll continue to be. Thank you. Julie Kelly, good to see you.
Thanks, Tucker.
You know, the New York Times retracted that Sicknick story back in February on the 14th in a quiet but stunning correction. This is from American Greatness. The New York Times backed away from its original report that Officer Brian Sicknick was killed by a Trump supporter wielding a fire extinguisher during the January 6th melee at the Capitol building. The question is, where did that story come from? Who told the New York Times that? Did they make it up themselves? Were they given this lie by somebody? What is going to be the punishment for the Secretary of State office member who gave the falsified phone conversation to the Washington Post that allowed them to lie about Trump, demanding that the Secretary of State find the fraud? Will there be any backlash for that? Of course, it's so interesting that you have this just blatantly made up, totally from whole cloth threat of white supremacy as a consequence of January 6th that has caused us to spend tens of millions of dollars having thousands of well-armed soldiers surround the Capitol with a razor wire fence. Meanwhile, Joy Behar yesterday says Antifa is a fictitious idea and is not a real thing. Antifa doesn't exist, but white supremacy is our biggest threat.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. Every product you hear me on air advertising, we have in stock in our warehouse in Austin, Texas. Every product. So if you order it, we've got it. It ships out in a couple days, sometimes the same day. Listeners get confused when they hear me talk about the fact that the supply chain's breaking down, and it's future orders. It's product we're trying to reorder to get back in that we're having trouble with. I mean, I'm talking about double, triple, quadruple delivery times. And it's across not just the supplement, vitamin, mineral industry. It's across every industry. So the globalists have successfully devastated the economy. That's why I'm saying you need to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get high-quality supplements while you still can, and storable food at InfoWarsStore.com, because we have it in stock. It's ready to ship. But with the supply chain breakdowns, prices are going up, availability is going down, and it's just crazy. So please, get products while you still can and support the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back,
folks. You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Dave Riley will be joining me at 10 a.m. We'll be talking about today's top stories and taking your calls. Actually, I'd like to take your calls starting right now. If you want to call in and comment on some of the stories we have talked about today, tell me what you think the biggest threat that we face right now is. Is it the hundreds of thousands of people pouring across the border unmolested, uncontained, being released into American communities? Is it the fact that our military is now being used as a political tool of the left to go after dissidents in the media, as well as sitting Congress people who dare to question them? Is it this article from Politico? No more babies, the hormone-altering chemicals threatening human procreation. Is it this, technocracy, how Wall Street is using financial industry to enforce submission to Big Brother? I mean, what is it, folks? What's the biggest threat? Lots of options to choose from. Go ahead and give us a call. Number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. As we begin taking those phone calls, I'd like to cover this story from FoxNews.com. Columbia University hosting 6 separate graduation ceremonies based on income level, race, and ethnicities. That's right, folks. Finally, you can enjoy your college graduation without having to be around those darn poor people. You want to have graduation without any gay people in it? Well, Columbia University has the answer for you. Columbia University is planning to hold 6 additional graduation ceremonies for students according to their race and other aspects of how they identify. The New York school's website details graduation ceremonies for Native, Asian, Latinx, and Black students taking place for Columbia College, Columbia Engineering, General Studies, and Bernard College at the end of April. Another one, dubbed FLI graduation, is for, quote, first generation and or low income community. Poor people over there, Black people over there, Latinx people over there, Natives, Asians, you all get your own space away from us white people. Of course, white is the one identity not included in this, as they also have a lavender graduation for the LGBTIAQ+ community. And no, I didn't make that up. That is what they actually say, LGBTIAQ+ community. Incredible. The gay graduation. Aren't you excited? Due to coronavirus restrictions, the ceremonies will take place online. It's unclear when the separate ceremonies were announced, but Sunday was the deadline for nominating individuals in Columbia College, Columbia Engineering, and General Studies for the Multicultural Affairs Graduation Cords. Absolutely incredible. Columbia University did not immediately respond to Fox News' requests for comment, and it's unclear whether the ceremonies would necessarily exclude individuals of other races or backgrounds. If I want to be in the LGBTIAQ+, do I have to perform an action on camera? Do I have to prove that I, too, am a plus? What if I'm an I? How do I prove that to you? Will there be inspections? And need I go on? Need I go on? Last month, Young America's Foundation flagged a whites-only caucus event scheduled to take place at Elon University. It was intended to, quote, give white people a space to learn about and process their awareness of and complicity in unjust systems without harming their friends of color. Look, we just don't want to harm our friends of color, so we need white people to have our own graduation system. It's for your own good, folks, that we now reinstate segregation. The university said the event was organized by a group of students, eventually did not take place because it had been at odds with university policies. Let's be very clear, folks. You want a Black-only event? Go for it. You want a Native-only event? Here's your funding. You want a gay-only event? Can we call it lavender? Or is that too controversial? You want a whites-only event? Get the hell out of here. How dare you try to separate us by race? How dare you think that you can have your own graduation based on being white? What the hell is wrong with you? Latinx only? Absolutely. 100%. You got to do it. It's necessary. This is called progress, ladies and gentlemen. Asian only? Of course. Except if you're a little bit too white. Then Asians are a part of whiteness. Then it's completely out. No, no questions asked. You cannot have that. Absolutely not. Okay? White people having their own events, that is egregious. That is so wrong. I can hardly even fathom what sort of Nazi brainwashing would make you think you can have a whites-only event. How horrible of a thing to say. Black-only, absolutely. What a wonderful gift. That's diversity, folks. Absolutely gorgeous. Gorgeous, I say. Beautiful. Wonderful. Lovely. Gay-only. Look, if you want to exclude straight people, fantastic. That's a wonderful thing. No straight people allowed. Anything else goes. Absolutely anything else. Intersex, whatever A stands for, trans, gay, lesbian, bi, if you're a plus sign, boom, 100%, except it kind of looks like a cross and you better watch your step, okay? No, no, no Christian graduation ceremony. But if you're straight, if you're only attracted to a member of the opposite sex and you don't want to have your event have any gay people in it, not only are you not going to be allowed to have that event, you're not going to graduate. You're kicked out of school, sir or ma'am. Okay? Just so we're clear. Just so we're clear on the perfectly, normal and absolutely progressive establishment here. If you are in a relationship with a man who thinks he's a horse, you get your own graduation ceremony. Okay? But what the hell are we watching? what the hell is this? Oh, this is a graduation ceremony. Oh, here you go. Here's a guy. He's getting his engineering degree. Here you can see, it looks like the valedictorian took a spill there. Oh, man. Oh, you know, that's a shame. Here we have the summa cum laude. You know, they're going to give their speech being pulled forward by the dean of education. Here we're putting a blindfold on the dean of architecture here. This is a beautiful, wonderful, progressive graduation ceremony. It's absolutely fantastic. I'm so happy that Columbia University is finally getting up to speed, finally doing the right thing and holding six separate graduation ceremonies based on income level, race, and ethnicity. And let's not forget income level in all of this. We don't want any poor people in our graduation ceremonies. Okay, you worked your way up from the bottom. Your parents are laborers, and you put in the work, and you earn the scholarships, and you're graduating from an Ivy League university. You stay over there, sir. You stay in the little room with the dim lights, okay? And you got to hurry it up because the black people need that room after you. So hurry up, get out so the black people can come in. Use the little room off to the side. It's the one in the basement. Follow the signs down the stairs. All right, we'll be in the big room, okay, where the rich people deserve to be. All right, I'm just trying to be progressive here. I'm just trying to stay up to date on the latest in university progressivism. And of course, this is all a consequence of the COVID-19 restrictions. We have to do this. It's a necessity. There you go. This is a progressive sign. Very progressive, whites and colored drinking fountains. Should be people of colored. I believe that is the correct terminology. You racists. Can you imagine? Can you imagine saying colored people when you know the term is people of color? Two very, very different statements. More than 75 colleges host black-only graduation ceremonies. Good. Good. I'm so glad segregation is coming back. Isn't this a wonderful thing that we're experiencing here? Washington Examiner reports 75 colleges, only 75 colleges are relegating black people to their own graduation ceremony. It's not enough. It's not enough. We need Latinx graduation ceremonies. In fact, we need gay black ceremonies, straight black ceremonies, gay poor black / Latinx graduation ceremonies. We need gay, lesbian, straight black Latinx native ceremonies off to one side, and then we'll have the gay, straight, more.
It's so hard for me when I'm cutting ads not get overly excited. People ask me all the time, they go, Jones, are you on cocaine? Are you on meth? How are you so excited? How do I not get excited about world government, forced masks, forced inoculations, open announcements that our country is going to be dissolved? I'm sorry. I'm a fighter. And I know many of you out there watching and listening are fighters as well. And so I'll just say this. I try to be calm. I try to be focused. I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't still on air right now. But I just really want to thank you for keeping us on air. Because you have to realize, when I tell you that you're the InfoWar, that's not me patting you on the head. You are 99% of the equation. So when you decide to spread the word, when you decide to buy the products, InfoWarsStore.com, when you decide to share the articles and videos we produce, it changes the world. So you are the InfoWar. Thank you so much for the fight. Thank you for all you've done. Now let's take action together and take down the globalist.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wild-crafted, organic, and natural product you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's natural defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or Vasobeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time, fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com. The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalists, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, we're having fun this morning. We're having a little laugh here in the AM on American Journal. Because why not? The world's going to hell in a handbasket. The culture is aflame. And we're just dancing around the bonfire like a bunch of heathens here. We're going to go out to your phone calls right now. Let's go to Max in Kansas, who wants to talk about the border crisis. Here's a story from Big League Politics. New Border Patrol numbers reveal the frightening nature of the border rush taking place under Joe Biden's watch. This is from VDare via Big League Politics. James Fulford of VDare revealed some of the latest border crossing numbers coming from the Border Patrol website, and they're quite shocking. Border Patrol reports 100,441 apprehensions in February, nearly three times the number of last February. Over the last year, immigration has been on the rise, and Fulford brings some broader context to it. This was the ninth straight month of increase from April 2020, when 17,000 were apprehended. And once again, I'd like to remind you, this is a totally porous border with a totally underfunded and overworked border patrol, meaning that every time they're catching over 100,000 people, it's just to guess how many people they didn't catch. The numbers of the U.S. Border Patrol and Office of Field Operations used consisted of the following: accompanied minors, family unit aliens, single adults, unaccompanied alien children, slash single minors. Since October, migration numbers have been consistently soaring, the trend for October. So we went from 72,000 to November, slightly more than 72,000, to December, 74,000, to January, 78,000, to February, 100,000. It's absolutely clear at the pace the U.S. is going. Fiscal year 2021 border apprehensions could conceivably surpass 2020's number in a month or two. For example, as of now, there have been roughly, 397,000 apprehensions in the fiscal year 2021, while there were slightly over 458,000 apprehensions in the entire year of 2020. What could it be? Oh, what could have caused this? God, we'll rack our brains and try to figure out what possibly could be the cause of this crisis at the border. Is it coronavirus? Is it climate change? Where are the scientists to tell us what this could possibly be? Nancy Pelosi? Is it Donald Trump? As Nancy Pelosi tells us, is it Donald Trump's fault that this is happening? Or do you have a thinking brain in your head and you can understand this is the direct result of the Biden administration's open border policies? I'd like to hear from you. And so we go now to Max in Kansas. Thanks so much for calling in, Max. What is your comment about the border crisis?
Hey, Harrison, it's truly just pretty scary. And you know, how much trouble we're truly in.
Yeah.
You know, I've read about the gangs that flood into our country, and those are scary people. I mean, there's the things that I've read about what they've done, you know, MS-13 and those other types of cartels, what they do, I mean, they control, you know, a majority of those countries down there in Central Latin America. And to add on that, when those people who watch CNN and MSNBC and all the fake news, you know, they don't ever hear about the real problem at our border or what, you know, Donald Trump was talking about when that it's a true problem before he went into office. And are either they do listen to it and they don't believe it, or the fake news just makes it seem like, oh, it's no big deal. You know, it's okay. Just a few illegals looking for better jobs. You know, nothing to see here. When no, border security is our national security, period. And if we can't prevent these gangs who want to do nothing but kill, rape, and destroy come in, then I don't know how to stop it, you know?
Yeah, the cartels are – like one thing that I actually get a little bit nervous reporting on, because here in Texas, we have a major problem. Small towns have been totally taken over by cartels. This goes unreported, but, you know, there's small towns in Texas where like the city council will have members in it that are in the cartel. And you'll see just like suddenly the small town is spending $100 million on a sports stadium. And all of that money is just being funneled directly out to the cartels. The cartels essentially run the entire border area of Mexico. And you're right. You know, if I understand you correctly, you know, maybe you've ventured into those dark parts of the internet where you can actually see the evidence of what the cartels get into in America or in Central America and Mexico. And if we're, you know, we here in America, we're just privileged that we don't have like decapitated bodies hanging from highway overpasses to, you know, scare the local sheriff into submission by the local cartels. But we'll have it soon enough if we don't do something to stop these people. And the cartels are operating at this point at such an industrial level. The Border Patrol is reporting finding bracelets, like these plastic bracelets, like the ones you get if you go to the hospital, plastic bracelets color coded. Because the Border Patrol, the cartels, are shipping people at literally an industrial level and using bracelets to like identify who's paid what and who goes where. Mexican smugglers use bracelets to track migrants as they cross the U.S. border. So these people go to the cartels, go to the smugglers, they get tagged, they get, you know, entered into a database. They get funneled across the border, and then they cut off the bracelets once they're across and in America. And then the Border Patrol finds these piles of bracelets. I mean, this is literally industrial level smuggling going on. And of course, you know, a lot of these people are paying something like $10,000 to cross the border. Meanwhile, something like 95% of Americans don't have $2,000 in their bank account, but the people coming across have $10,000 cash on hand in order to get into our country. It's utterly despicable. Here's a story from NBC. First drugs, then oil. Now Mexican cartels turn to human trafficking. A lot of criminal groups are mutating. According to the head of Mexico's financial intelligence unit, sex trafficking may be the country's third largest criminal activity. And here they are all wearing Biden, please let us in t-shirts. Make sure to get the women and children to the front of that line. Meanwhile, 95% of them probably are military aged young men. And if you, I mean, you can go, you know, Vice News, NBC, they go and interview these people and they're just like, yeah, you know, I speak English and I really want a better job. And it's just like, oh, these poor asylum seekers, we must rescue them. They're invaders. You know, these people aren't animals. They're human beings. They know exactly what they're doing. Treat them with enough respect to understand that, you know, like if a dog gets into the trash and it's a dog, it's looking for food. You aren't mean to them. If a human being breaks down your front door and robs you, it's not like, oh, but they just don't know. No, they're human beings. Have enough, you know, show them enough dignity to respect that they understand what they're doing and what they're doing is wrong and they should be punished for it. Totally despicable. Anything else before I let you go, Max?
Yeah, you know, and I just want to say real quick, I was in the class one time, and one of my friends, I had a Trump shirt on back in November on Election Day, and he's like, why do you support the fact? I mean, the wall is just keeping out every single Mexican. I'm like, no, I go, who told you that? He's like, well, my parents, they're just talking about this today. I'm like, okay, well, no, that's not quite exactly right. The elite people who want to come in and either do our country harm or enter here illegally are being kept out. And the ones who want to come here legally are fine. They can still do that. And it's just a perfect example of, you know, the sheep that just listen and just believe. They don't do any research and they don't do anything. And it's really scary. And last thing, everyone go to InfoWarsStore.com. I just put in an order. I got two shirts. I got an InfoWars Tumblr and some stickers, and I'm really happy to get it. That's not my first order. But, you know, just realizing the time we're in, wanting to get some amazing products and knowing that I'm supporting the InfoWars. So everybody, make sure to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for taking my call, Harrison.
Thank you very much, Max. Max, one of my favorite callers. Thank you so much, man. You're the future of this country. Look at this fine etched Tumblr. I don't know if this is the one that you got, but it is a beautiful, beautiful mug and keeps my coffee nice and warm here. And yeah, you're exactly right. It really is an insult. Like, you know, Mexican people have airplanes, right? Like, you know, like all of my friends of Mexican descent, all of their parents, they didn't cross the border illegally on a raft. They came across as students. They came across on airplanes. They came across in cars legally, and they're here and they're wonderful American citizens. Okay, it's not the wall isn't keeping people out, and it's such a weird. Again, it's almost just like a lack of respect for just regular migrants. It's just like, well, a wall would keep them out, as if this is the vast majority of Mexican migrants. No. There are flights in and out of Mexico City every single day. Guadalajara, Monterrey, massive, beautiful cities that people come and go from every single day without having to bash through a wall, you mind-controlled sycophants of the Democratic lies. Yeah, the border wall is keeping out people that would otherwise not be able to come over. It's not a bad thing. All right, we'll be back on the other side with more American Journal. Stay with us.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. Get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Don't let the enemy get you depressed about what's happening today. As long as you're speaking up, as long as you're standing up, as long as you're saying no to the globalists, as long as you're living and loving your neighbors and being a good person, you're building the human community that is the American dream, that is the Renaissance.
1776 is the answer to 1984.
1776. And this Irishman, who's now an American, he said, listen, you don't get Joe Biden's name right. He's a stooge. And I said, wow, you're right. A stooge is a puppet put in by somebody else who's an idiot, but who's also used to rule over people. So the stooge gets the blame, and the actual controllers don't get the blame for the crimes they're committing. He said, that's exactly right. He is a puppet. He is an imposter. He is a fraud. So everybody should look at the different definitions of stooges and understand what that is. That's what he is.
I just want to thank you both, and I want to thank the former general. I keep calling him general, but my the guy who runs that outfit over there. I want to make sure we thank the secretary for all he's done to try to implement what we just talked about and for recommending these two women for promotion.
You know, the Dune books by Frank Herbert are amazing. The movie by Lynch was powerful but also cheesy in parts. But it's accurate as a historical fiction reference to some of the things that have actually happened in the real world. And if you notice, Baron Harkonnen, he's supposedly losing control of the planet Arrakis with a spice, which is basically life extension technology, the ethos of the globalist, eternal life. But really they're just setting up the main rival of the Emperor, Duke Atreides. But before, you know, after he set up Atreides and his son's been thrown out of the desert and all the rest of it, he sends in the Beast Raban, his nephew, to squeeze and attack and destroy all his opposition. But then he removes him later, gives him the blame, and puts in Fade Raban, who he really wants to be his main heir, as the savior. So that they put him under tyranny this high, and then Fade comes in, and the tyranny's still really high. They would have hated Fade, but because the tyranny was so much higher before, they now accept that new benchmark of tyranny.
Fade. Raban. Go. Quiet. No other great house of the Landsdrod must ever know of the Emperor's aid to the Baron. The entire Landsdrod would turn against the Baron and the Emperor.
Put the pick in there, Pete, and turn it round.
And that's what you do with a stooge who you put in as a viceroy or a vice king. And the Romans would do this, the British Empire would do this, the French would do this. It's in the history books that they would come in, oppress a group, take them over, put in somebody to be unpopular, to squeeze and be a tyrant. Then their own publications and own heralds would demonize that person, remove them, sometimes chop their head off, and then bring in the new tyrant who would loosen up some of the controls, but not as much as it was before they invaded. So again, you tighten down, then you loosen up, but not as much as you did before. And that's where a stooge comes in. And that's really what Joe Biden is. Joe Biden is a stooge. Joe Biden is a puppet. We should all start calling him Joe Biden stooge. So that said, they brought him in. They're going to blame him for all the collapse of the economy, for the open borders, for all the mismanagement. And then whether it's Kamala Harris or whoever next, they will then be set up as the savior. But I think Kamala will be stooge number two.
Joe Biden raises the benchmark of tyranny. That video at Infowars.com, band.video. Second hour of American Journal begins next after this short commercial break, and we'll go to your calls. And in the third hour, I'll be welcoming Dave Riley. We'll be talking about cancel culture and culture being canceled. Really incredible time we find ourselves in, folks. I'm glad you're with us.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air.
about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalists, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal has begun, supported entirely by the people of the InfoWars community. We go to InfoWarsStore.com. I want to talk about an event that occurred over the last few days. The total violation of all things that the Republic holds dear, as you have Guam delegate, what's his name? San Nicolas, Michael F.Q. San Nicolas, leading a delegation of uniformed soldiers to intimidate Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let's go ahead and roll this video of them marching unannounced into the Capitol office of Marjorie Taylor Greene. Here they are, the heroes, the heroic music underneath it. You know, if you as a citizen want to go into the Capitol, prepare to face 20 years in prison as a domestic terrorist. Oh, but if you want to lead a battalion of left-wing soldiers in uniform to intimidate and imply threatening behavior to Marjorie Taylor Greene, you're a hero.
Do you know how long she'll be back here after when she returns? Because we are also making some deliveries to leadership in the Capitol.
So I can't speak to that. I think we're about to start the new round of votes. We're about to start the new round of votes and stuff. Can we just text your scheduler or email your scheduler?
You can text me.
Can you give me your number?
Yeah.
Like, give me my card or whatever.
I also have my Guam guardsmen that are out here on the deployment. They wanted to come over and say hello, too.
Absolutely.
Just coming over to say hello. Oh, they just want to say hi to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah, just a friendly little visit here.
But thank you so much for coming by. Where is y'all's office?
We are actually in the same building, 6th floor. Yeah, 1632.
Love it.
I'm sorry, your name again?
Taylor,
you want to come on and say hi?
Sure, absolutely.
So guys, Congresswoman Greene will be probably coming back in 20 minutes. We'll circle back. This is Taylor, her legislative director. She's going to come on.
Hi, guys. Hey, thank you guys so much for all that you do. We really appreciate it. Thank you guys for keeping us safe. The Congresswoman should be back hopefully in the next 30 minutes or so, and I know that she would love to meet all of you and say hi and just tell you how much she appreciates the hard work that you guys do.
Totally despicable behavior by this representative, a non-voting congressman from Guam, a delegate. Here's the article from rollcall.com. House Ethics continues probe of Guam delegate. After more than a year of investigating, the House Ethics Committee is still working to determine whether Guam delegate Michael F.Q. San Nicolas, the guy who's leading that detachment of soldiers to confront Marjorie Taylor Greene, whether he misused campaign funds, accepted improper contributions, and engaged in inappropriate sexual relationship with a member of his congressional staff. It's unclear what progress the investigative subcommittee has made into the San Nicolas matter or when it will be complete. John Paul Manuel, the former campaign chairman for San Nicolas, told the Office of Congressional Ethics that San Nicolas accepted $10,000 in unreported cash from a local businessman, Andrew Park, during his first initial run for Congress. Campaigns are limited to accepting a maximum of $100 in cash from a particular source, according to the Federal Election Commission. San Nicolas, a Democrat, was first elected in 2018 and reelected in November. Manuel has also alleged that San Nicolas had a sexual relationship with Jennifer Wynn, a subordinate who serves as the congressman's acting chief of staff. Here's a quote from Manuel. He just operates like he can get away with it, and so far he has gotten away with it. They've been very good at trying to cover their tracks. So this is the guy, a corrupt politician from Guam, leading a detachment of left-wing soldiers to intimidate and confront a member of Congress for daring to refer to Guam as a foreign territory when in reality it is a U.S. territory. Right. Okay. All right. Big difference there. Definitely worth the political show here. This and, of course, the actions last week of the or over the weekend of the Marines going after Tucker Carlson with their official accounts have inspired House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Monday evening to call for the becoming political of the United States military under President Joe Biden to stop now after a series of political controversies erupted over the past several days. He says this, quote, "The Department of Defense is being politicized. Uniformed service members recently criticized a private citizen for his First Amendment rights, and today a Democratic lawmaker used soldiers in a political stunt against a GOP member. Secretary of Defense Austin, this sets a dangerous precedent. It must stop now." I'm sorry, Secretary of Defense Austin is too busy kicking Trump supporters out of the military and detaining them for daring to have Pepe the Frog stickers in their possession. A handful of other Republicans have also criticized the military's involvement in politics. Their rebukes come after a number of Army and Marine Corps generals and senior military leaders slammed conservative talk show host Tucker Carlson on social media after he criticized President Joe Biden's focus on making the military more feminized while China is focused on making its future forces more masculine. And, of course, this also comes at the heels of the revelation that for the last several war game exercises in a row, China has rapidly and increasingly faster modes destroyed the American attempts to contain the communist country. The Federalist Patrick Swan, himself an Army veteran, wrote an article that that progressive show host Rachel Maddow called the use of National Guard to help quell the riots last summer the death of the Republic, but did not face any rebuke from the Pentagon. So if you want to send National Guard members to help protect private companies that are being destroyed by roving mobs of avowed communists, that is the destruction of the Republic. But if you have that very same military being activated against members of Congress and using their official sacred positions as spokespeople for the U.S. Armed Forces to go after critics in the mainstream media, that's a good thing, I suppose. On Sunday, Senator Ted Cruz wrote an letter to Austin addressing the attacks on Carlson and requested to meet with Marine Corps Commandant, since one of the accounts had not only attacked Carlson, but also a civilian who suggested the service focus on China and not Carlson. Some leaders walked back their comments and claimed they were not political statements. Yeah, but they clearly were. What do you think this portends, folks? What do you think is the next step in this? When you have the military using its official accounts to attack members of the media and congressional delegates and regular civilians criticizing them, what do you think this represents and what do you think happens after this? I can tell you exactly what happens. We are no longer in control of the military. We as voters are now the subjects of those that do control the military, which is the far left ideologues who run our country at this moment. They weren't elected either. They've been appointed by as Alex Jones puts it, the stooge, Joe Biden. And this is representing a very, very dangerous advancement in the tyranny using the military of the American people. Now, if we were still a republic, if we still had civilian oversight over the military, the rebuke from Kevin McCarthy and the rebuke from Senator Ted Cruz would represent orders from their superiors in the army. So far, I've seen no response to these people, meaning that those that we elect to govern us seem to be incapable of issuing orders to our military. Where does this go from here? Secretary of Defense Austin purging patriots from the military as well. Oh, you have a live free or die flag? Well, prepare to die then, because we're not going to live free anymore, not with these people ruling over us.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having a strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Farewell and adieu to you Spanish ladies, farewell and adieu to you ladies of Spain, for we've received orders to sail for old England. We hope in a short time to see us again.
We'll rant and we'll roar like true welcome British back, folks. Sailors. We'll rant and
here
we'll
where we are ranting and roaring against the globalist encroachment of our freedoms, our way of life, our culture, our country, our nation, our world. Truly incredible. We go out to the phone lines. Logan in Alabama has called in to address globalism in higher education. Thanks so much for calling in, Logan. You are on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure.
It's real easy to get caught up in all the various sort of, you know, side roads and side issues. I like to try to keep things framed in a more central topic because I believe they're all really connected to this. Well, first off, we all know it's most importantly, it's good versus evil, you know, kingdom of Christ versus kingdom of Satan. But I've listened to your show for a while, and I know most of the audience is aware of that. But as far as here on earth goes, it's really all comes down to anti-globalization backlash that really started. Well, we're about the same age. So you remember, you know, as Clinton was coming in, Bush Sr. was going out, and the real big push, you know, after the Cold War, you know, now is the time for the, you know, capitalism to reign. And as an undergraduate at University of Alabama and all other institutions, what was pushed was the ideology of globalization, that this is going to be the rising tide to raise all ships. That was one of the famous lines that was used quite a bit.
Yeah.
And this was based on the premise of two things. And this was the two basic facets this argument was based on, and what they continue to base the so-called success of globalization still today. One is that the poverty that globalization has actually brought millions of people around the world out of poverty, and two, that we need globalization because the consumer will benefit in the form of cheaper prices. And this is the trick. If you take those two statements at face value, technically they are true. However, if you look at the first thing, the poverty rate, if you look at specifically like the BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, a lot of the developing nations, technically, yes, in China, you know, there has been a certain level of uplifting from real, real, you know, just poverty stricken to, well, now they can work in a sweatshop or a factory, you know, making. Basically, they've just given us peons a few extra peanuts. But then if you compare that and contrast that to, like, the Oxfam studies on inequality that they've put out over the, you know, the past 10 years, where globalization has really allowed the consolidation of wealth. And I know you're familiar with those numbers at levels that we have never seen before in human history.
Right.
So we're peas with a couple more peanuts, yet the consolidation of the wealth is fast-tracked at levels we've never seen before. And then the second idea that, you know, we can go to Walmart now and, yes, we can pay, you know, $1, $2 less for, you know, a thing of toothpaste. And it's supposed to be, you know, this saving grace. But as Paul Krugman even admitted to in a New York Times article at the end of 2019, he even admitted in his own way that, well, that back in the 90s when they were computing how globalization would work, they didn't use the correct data models. And they didn't – this isn't quite a direct quote, but it is basically he was saying that they didn't account for the total effect or ramifications that this globalization would have on certain economic sectors. And he said particularly manufacturing. But he blamed it on just sort of a misuse of data sets, which is, you know, come on, these guys are Harvard PhD-type people. There's no misuse of a data set, and then all of a sudden millions and millions of jobs are outsourced overseas because of improper use of a data set. I mean, it's crazy.
Right. They know exactly what they're doing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that we have to analyze those two arguments and throw that back in their face and say, no, we know this is simply a way for you to continue to push back on what, you know, the MAGA movement. You know, Trump was actually an imperfect candidate. He was just the only one that actually had the tenacity and the resources to actually bring populism to America again. You know, it was already starting to happen in Europe and other places, this backlash to globalization. And they are just going to do everything they can to try to put that genie back in the bottle. You know,
right.
And it's our job to make sure we're constantly on attack and push back on these arguments.
Yeah, no, you're making a lot of great points, and I can tell you've thought this out, you know, very extensively, and it is a matter of, you know, it's something that I was more libertarian before 2016. I was sort of in favor of open borders because I thought, yeah, human freedom, you want people to be able to go wherever they want. I didn't realize until Trump actually made the argument and I actually looked into it. I was anti-Trump at the beginning, like when he first came out for the first couple months. I thought he was racist. I thought all those things. And this is one of the reasons that I try to make these arguments, because I was one of you. I thought Trump was just a racist. He didn't like Mexican people. Then I actually looked into it. And it's like, oh, okay, I'm starting to understand it now. Now I start to understand that they bring in people who they can pay less, and then they can fire Americans. And they can pocket the difference. Or they can outsource the factory jobs to China, where they can use slave labor. And then they get the million-dollar bonuses, and the factory workers in America get the shaft and have to go on the dole and have to, you know, they'll raise prices for all the regular middle Americans, while the people that are making all this money keep their all their money on offshore accounts and don't pay a dime in taxes. And it suddenly, you know, became more clear to me the purpose of national borders, the purpose of nationalism itself, and the value that it holds and the way that it helps the people that are in this country. And the way that those people are being screwed over by the globalist lies of, like you said, a rising tide will raise all boats, when, you know, the people that the captains of certain boats are pocketing the money that they save by outsourcing your job to another country. And at the end of the day, go ahead.
Some got yachts and some got bass boats. That's the thing.
Mm.
Now, there's, with those two points made, there's the more recent concern that I have. If I got time, I'd like to at least just bring up before I get off the phone here.
1 minute.
Where we're at now, we have to be aware of is basically, and this is right out of a graduate economics textbook. Basically, inflation is determined by a country's output versus its deficit. So eventually the roosters will come home to roost. We're printing off deficits even, you know, five times more than we were in the last year. And our economy has half the output, and we're not putting out any signals to our foreign investors as to when our economy is going to be full 100% again. And what they're saying is we got to be fully vaccinated, but no, not everybody wants the vaccine. So we're basically saying we may not ever be open fully again. So if you're a foreign investor that's been buying treasury bonds, why would you continue to invest in the American economy if all of a sudden your outlook is, you know, if you're an investor and you can't give the positive sign of any positive outlook, you're going to take your money and go elsewhere. If we lose our dollar reserve status, it's done. You know what I'm saying? That's it. So
yeah,
me,
it'll be the controlled demolition of the world economy, with those at the top still remaining trillionaires and billionaires in their castles. Literally, I mean, they own all the castles, and they'll be up there, and they'll be served by the underclass that will own nothing and have no privacy, but they'll be happy.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess, he's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on with global government and the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from it. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed. And now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, the energy cost, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're the exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God, and the noose is only going to tighten around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order, but at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it, and on its ashes, a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I want to play a quick video. This is clip number 3. This is from a guy named Punished Wurzelroot. I'm not even sure what his real name is. He's a TikToker that's been making waves over there. And all of his videos kind of have the same style to them. But he makes some great points. And he does so in a very entertaining way. So I just want to go ahead and play this for you. This is his latest video titled, Mainstream Conservatives Are So Weak. Here it is.
I have so little respect for mainstream Republican talking heads and influencers. Consider how messed up America is right now. Hundreds of thousands of babies being aborted every year. Critical race theory and LGBT theory being pushed on everyone from the second they enter into school as a kid to as adults. Every single mainstream media platform. Wide-scale and uniform censorship on every single social media of conservative talking points and views. Legal and illegal immigration being pushed and allowed in the millions. Increasing corporate tyranny. Corporate control of your data, your information, your truth. Open corporate bribery via lobbying. Are bought and sold politicians who are not only bought and sold by corporations, but by China, Israel, Qatar, Saudi Arabia. Are journalists who are also bought by all these people too. You are now evil to say that you don't think Christianity and Western values should be destroyed. Just some of the issues. And what are mainstream conservatives talking about? Dr. Seuss was canceled. How silly you guys are. They are strangling you to death with your own entrails. They are fighting a war. And you're telling them that they're wearing a silly tie. Ooh, Democrats, they're the real race.
It's really funny. It's good. I mean, literally, you know, I can't put a better But so they're strangling you to death with your own entrails, and you're just like, ah, your tie is silly. It's just like, oh, okay, all right, yeah. They're the Republicans fighting back. Marco Rubio takes on daylight savings time. Oh, powerful stuff, right? And meanwhile, we're literally being destroyed as a nation, being utterly swamped by all of this despicable activity. All right, let's go out to your phone calls again. Let's go to Tyler in North Carolina who wants to talk about disinformation. Thanks for calling in. Tyler, you are on the air.
Can you hear me, Harrison?
I can hear you, Tyler.
Okay, I'm gonna read you something. I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant this morning. So I had a friend. She's in her 70s. Her husband just got the vaccine. He's not doing good. And she started seeing all the stuff about the booster shots. And she's like, well, why are we going to take something we have to take a booster for every so many months? So I just simply tried to comment on her post talking about, you know, the government says you take a vaccine, you still can't hug your grandparents, you still have to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Literally just repeating things they said. And Facebook flagged my account, and this is a reasoning they gave me was, your comment goes against our community standards on misinformation that could cause physical harm. I'm literally repeating factual information that came from Fauci, Gay, Burt, and it's false information. I do not understand where we're at. It makes no sense to me.
Yeah,
it really doesn't.
Yeah, well, it doesn't make sense. I mean, it's not you, man. It's the fact that it literally makes no sense at all. And, you know, Facebook has recently come out and said that they are, you know, advancing this policy, that they are going to be marking basically all information about vaccines with a certain disclaimer and they'll only take authoritative sources. But, you know, this is it's almost like, you know, you have to just portray, you have to demonstrate your subservience to them. And even if you say their own words back to them, but you say it in like a mocking tone, or you point out that, you know, what they're saying may be, you know, may expose the lie that, you know, once you get the vaccine, you'll be able to go back to normal life. They'll take you down. I mean, there's no consistency. There's no honesty in it. It doesn't matter if it's true or false. What matters is, you know, whether you are thinking for yourself and whether you are questioning what they say, or whether you just adhere to the overall narrative, which is you have to take the vaccine. The vaccine is a wonderful thing. The masks are absolutely necessary, and you want grandma to die if you don't take them. I mean, I'm sorry, you know, this Facebook. Yeah, I mean, did your Facebook get deleted, or did they just you know, put a warning on you? Did you are you able to post still?
I'm on restricted access now, so if I make any comments pertaining to COVID, any comments, memes, anything, they're going to shut my account off. So I've argued with my grandfather till, you know, I'm red in the face. He's a conservative. He was in the Marines for two tours during Vietnam, and he's bought into all this crap, you know, watching CNN and stuff. And then you've got his wife, my grandmother. She doesn't leave the house anyway. She's set at home, and they're on totally different pages. She's like, I'm not taking the vaccine. Like, she's not out, you know, in the real world seeing what's going on. So she would have a legitimate fear because she's only seeing what's on the TV, but she doesn't. Now he's out doing, coming, going, and he's afraid of it. It's so funny. The people you thought that, you know, would be logical, stand up, have a backbone, or the people that folded day one. It's really disheartening, you know, to see all these strong men in our community just, you know, putting masks on their kids, walking around, being hen pets. And I'm just so sick of where we're at. I mean, I want to do everything I can, make a difference, you know. Owen made the analogy about everybody has to kind of pick their course or action. I'm double black diamond. I don't wear a mask anywhere. I've lost a job over it. I don't adhere to it, because now is the opportunity to make a stand over something simple as a mask. Because there's going to come a day where they're going to, you know, have a gun to your head, and you've really got to make a decision. If you couldn't have an uncomfortable conversation about a mask, you're not going to be able to make, you know, stand up for something when there's a gun to your head. You're not going to be able to do it. So that's what I try to explain to everybody. And they just look at you like, you're just, you know, living on a different planet. And I'm like, yeah, I'm so tired of people using this. Jesus would wear a mask. Have you guys seen these memes? It makes me sick. I mean, Jesus went and healed lepers. You know what I'm saying? Like he wouldn't be walking around wearing a mask. I mean, how people that preach prophecy and Mark of the Beast and stuff like that, how do you understand the relevancy, you know, of not being able to buy, sell, and trade, but you still go along with the mask and the vaccine? Like, are you stupid? Are you really that blind?
No, you're right. It does make, you know, one of the photos that went viral recently was a guy riding a motorcycle with a mask on. Now, as silly as that is already, right? You know, if you're driving around or people driving in their cars wearing masks, but specifically driving a motorcycle, wearing a mask and not wearing a helmet on his motorcycle. Do you know how much?
I literally posted that yesterday and got flagged for that exact post.
Imagine that. But you're exactly right. And it's something I've noticed as well. You know, I had a friend whose dad is like a total, I mean, he's got like an off the grid ranch. He's got like dozens of guns that are unregistered and no paperwork on them, because he knows that like the government's going to come for him and there may be a time to fight. And he's like this like hardcore guy. And then I learned that he was like first in line for the vaccine. And it's like, What the hell are you talking about? What, you're this anti-government? You're this suspicious of, you know, encroachments on your freedom, but you're desperate to go out and get the vaccine? It's an inconsistency that really, really boggles the mind. I mean, just riding a motorcycle is so much more dangerous than actually getting COVID, and yet people are driving around on a motorcycle with no helmet, wearing a mask. It makes no sense.
100%, man. And I was thinking about what you were talking about earlier, you know, making jokes about the LGBTQ and all this crap.
Uh-huh.
You guys should make a bumper sticker, you know, like maybe like kind of spin off on like a Nancy Reagan quote, like just say no, say something like no more balls, you know, cut them off or something like that. You guys need to make bumper stickers, man.
Yeah, just say no to the mask. Just say no to government tyranny. I have noticed recently, you know, I continue to not wear a mask. People used to get really mad when you wouldn't wear a mask. Now there are some places I go in, they don't care. And other places that used to, like, yell at me are just like, hey, man, next time you come in, make sure you have your mask. So it is changing a little bit. The strictures are lessening. Thanks so much for the call, Tyler. That was great. We'll be back for more on the other side.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava Root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ and the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure deep breath crystal iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high-quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high-quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and block it pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being culled, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, it's American Journal. We'll go back to your phone calls in just a second. And then in the next segment, I will be welcoming Dave Riley to the program. We'll be taking your calls as well. I do want to remind you, BrainForce Plus is back in stock. And I know a lot of people, that's their favorite InfoWars supplement. And if they only buy one, that's the one they buy. So if you've been putting off making a purchase from InfoWars Store because you like BrainForce Plus, well, it's back in stock now, and it's 50% off, which is just a fantastic discount. We don't know how long this sale will last, but it's there now. So make sure to load up on BrainForce Plus at 50% off. It's a 360 win. You get a super high quality nootropic, and you help launch the InfoWar to the next level. You pay for everything from band.video and our great tech support working behind the scenes to keep this operation going, as well as the crew that, of course, is indispensable in getting these broadcasts out to the American people. And of course, myself and the other reporters here making great segments and hosting fantastic shows. All of it is supported by InfoWarsStore.com. But we don't just beg for your money and give you nothing in return. No, we give you the information for free, and we ask that you purchase BrainForce Plus, a product that I guarantee you will be satisfied with if you try it. 50% off BrainForce Plus, that absolutely fantastic product at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me read some more headlines before I get out to your phone calls. Google is now facing a $5 billion lawsuit over Chrome's not-so-incognito mode, a lawsuit that alleges Google Chrome actually tracks users even in incognito mode, has been given the go-ahead after a judge has ruled against Google's request for dismissal. A class-action lawsuit originally filed in the United States in June 2020 and seeking $5 billion in damages alleges that the browser allows websites to collect personal information about the users even when browsing in incognito mode. The lawsuit alleges that Google tools such as Google Analytics, Google Ad Manager, and others keep collecting personal information even when they're supposedly asked, them not to by using the browser in a private mode. That's pretty interesting. It's also this headline from Politico. No more babies? The hormone-altering chemicals threatening human procreation. And this is amazing. There's a looming solution to all of humanity's problems, By 2040, most men may no longer be able to reproduce because of the impact of hormone-altering chemicals. Let me repeat that sentence for you. It's the opening sentence of this article. There's a looming solution to all of humanity's problems, and it is that by 2040, most men may no longer be able to reproduce because of the impact of hormone-altering chemicals. Let's just say that one more time, just in case that didn't get through to you yet. Solution to all of humanity's problems is that we will no longer be able to reproduce. Okay, now if I come to you and say, hey, I have a lot of problems in my life, and I say, well, there's one solution, shoot yourself in the head. Do I really care about you? Do I really want to solve your solutions? Or am I gleeful about your extermination? Can you imagine the brain that wrote this, the editors that approved this, the publication that came out with this, how sick these people are? But yeah, folks, hormone-altering chemicals. First we're hearing about this, right? Gosh, it's as if, you know, hope, you know, if only there had been somebody who'd warned us that there were endocrine disrupting chemicals found in everything from plastics, electronics, food packaging, and pesticides. If only somebody had warned us that they're putting chemicals in the water that turn the frogs gay, and perhaps we could have extrapolated that into the extinction level issue that this presents to us, if only. Here's an amazing story from eastbaytimes.com. The headline is, Opinion, Chinatown attacks won't divide black and Asian communities. So as you may know, Asian communities in Chinatown, in San Diego, and elsewhere, in Oakland as well, elderly Asian people being assaulted, sometimes dying when they are attacked without provocation by young black men. But luckily, this fine young lady has gotten to the bottom of it. She's figured out what's behind it all. She says black folks are dying from gun violence in East and West Oakland, and folks in Chinatown are experiencing a rise in homicides, robberies, and assaults, but it's all coming from the same source. One source bringing about these attacks, the violence between gangs in black communities and the attacks of Asian Americans by the black youth, it's all coming from the same root cause. She says our black and Asian communities have come together to push back against anti-black and anti-Asian violence in recognition that all violence comes from the same root cause, white supremacy. White supremacy and capitalism. We figured it out, folks. We've solved it. She has done the research. She's figured it out. When a black guy attacks an Asian guy, the real culprit is white people. Well done. Well done. She actually says that when a young black man, quote, when a young black man in East Oakland is shot as part of an underreported but disturbing rise in violent crimes impacting black folks in Oakland this year, she says that is state violence. That is state violence. When one black guy kills another black guy, that is state violence, and the perpetrator responsible are white people who engage in capitalism. She's figured it out. Wow, incredible, incredible stuff. Let's go now to Moose in Virginia. He wants to talk about some voting bills that are on the docket. Thanks for calling in, Moose. You're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, awesome. So, I live in Virginia, obviously, and I am fed up with our governor and the crooked politicians that's in charge. And there's some pretty good GOP candidates that's running for attorney general. There's a couple running for governor. But
I covered one of the GOP attorney general candidates, the forerunner, yesterday, talking about how he would declare all the gun control measures unconstitutional for sure.
Thanks to you, I actually found out about him yesterday at work. I was browsing through InfoWars, Gateway Pundit, Breitbart, and Zero Hedge. But one of the callers called in earlier and was talking about the good and evil. And since God created night And in day, there's always been a battle for it. And we're at a precipice right now. And our universe, and I believe in Jesus. I believe in Krishna and Buddha, Muhammad, and I believe that all religion and stuff, all religion or spiritual practice, all has the same meanings, love and karma. Mm. But anyways, I believe that we're all on Earth right now for a purpose. And there's a reason that we're all on Earth at this moment of time. And we all got to find that purpose. And then, and every time that we, by the way, I was in D.C. all three times that there was big rallies going on. I was in at the Capitol January 6th. I'm a Proud Boy. And every time that we focus on that energy, that negative energy, whether it be Antifa, whether it be the border wall, whether it be people trying to take away our guns, it gives them the energy. It gives them energy.
Mm.
And but we can't just sit back and watch it. We got to be proactive instead of reactive, if yes. That makes sense.
Absolutely, yeah. That's a great point.
Like, right now, I've got a huge, inside greenhouse I'm working on. I got seeds galore, heirloom seeds. You know, I mean, I watched this, I'm ranting a little bit, but I watched this video yesterday of Sherry Tenpenny talking about the, you've probably seen it too. She's talking about how the Pfizer vaccine has, it has seven different mechanisms, but three of them are really deadly, and how they affect, I think she called them myofascia.
Mm-hmm.
How one of them destroys your second myofascia, how a mechanism is like a Trojan horse, and how for the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine, now all these countries are banning the AstraZeneca vaccine. And she thinks that there's going to be deaths attributed to these vaccines six to 12 months away.
Yeah. And we'll eventually learn what the consequence of these vaccines are. And then they'll come out just like they do with the No More Babies hormone altering chemicals threatening human population. They'll say, it's a good thing. We saved humanity. You're all dead. You're welcome.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, you speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you, because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never
join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Disputed middleweight champion of the world, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, is dead. He died from the effects of the vaccine after taking the vaccine, just like Hank Aaron. Baseball Hall of Famer and former MLB home run king, Hank Aaron is dead at 86. A great guy, thought he was helping folks, took the shot first, saying he wanted to encourage other black folks to take it because he saw the statistics that blacks are double affected by COVID-19. He didn't know that's because of vitamin D3. If you remember, last year, Bill Gates said on national TV that 80% of people would get bad side effects and that 700,000 people would get sick or die.
Every single thing that you have seen play out in front of your eyes, all of them laid out in their tabletop exercise, which, by the way, fact checkers have said has nothing to do with the coronavirus outbreak. Just happenstance. This is that wonderful universe of improbabilities where events just co-emerge and then nature conveniently backs itself into our architecture.
Countries have banned travel from the worst affected areas.
The president has made a decision to suspend all travel to the United Kingdom and Ireland.
Dis and misinformation circulating over the internet.
Across the world, misinformation about the virus is being shared online.
A significant demand for N95 masks and gloves are on the rise.
The demand for N95 masks to prevent the deadly airborne virus has surged.
We could eventually have 52 million treatment courses per year, but it will take many months to get there.
We're still many months out from having something that we can really deploy to the public.
And 65% of those polled are eager to take the vaccine, even if it's experimental.
A new poll finds that 49% of Americans say they would get a COVID-19 vaccine should an effective one be discovered.
Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. How would he even know that with unapproved vaccines that they're now testing that are unapproved? Because they tested them secretly in animals years before they rolled out COVID-19. This is a large strategic plan.
There was a UN document. This is common knowledge. And it basically outlined the lockdowns, and they just gave it to each country and allowed each country to tweak it for their own people, to make it more palpable for their people, and to give the impression that it wasn't an international document disseminated to all countries, to make it people think that every country made up their own rules. No. The five levels of lockdown were in there. In a place like Ireland, they went level 1 to 5. In a place like Canada, where we like colors, now we got green to gray. It's still five levels of lockdown. All the five levels are identical. They used Australia as the model for the fifth level of lockdown, where you can't leave your house, you can't go can't literally do anything. And that's what they really want to do here. Well, I heard about the mandatory quarantine hotels, and I knew right away it's a complete violation of our rights. And the only reason they're doing it is because they want to convince you to accept the vaccine passport. I want to stress that. Everything that they're doing, closing your business, closing your gym, forcing you to wear a mask, all the stuff they're doing is to try to convince you that it's a good idea for you to go along with this idea of a vaccine passport so they can vaccinate you multiple times a year, every year, and then use that as an excuse to prevent you from travel, work, congregating, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And if you think it's a conspiracy theory, they already have it in place in Israel, and they've already made it quite clear that if you don't get vaccinated, you're going to be relegated to small shops and grocery stores, and you're basically shunned from the rest of society. And that's what they want. They want a complete medical tyranny on you.
So there was an obstetrician gynecologist in Miami who received the first dose of the Pfizer vaccine on December 18th. And shortly after receiving the vaccine, he reportedly developed acute immune thrombocytopenia. He died 16 days after getting the vaccine.
Well, there's a report from the New York Times that there's been a severe allergic reaction from a healthcare worker in Alaska after receiving the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Now, they report that this person is in stable condition, but the person had been hospitalized after this allergic event.
Jean Marie Nacer is a nurse in Boca Raton who says she is not getting a vaccine for COVID.
I've looked at the science. I've studied what they have put forth in their studies and their warnings, their precautions, and the side effects, and I am not comfortable comfortable to say that this is something that would be safe for myself.
She says she found the information provided by Pfizer and available on the FDA's website.
Not only that, it's
all right, being folks,
rushed.
You can find this full video at band.videoinfowars.com. We'll be right back with Dave Riley on the other side, folks, 1 minute away. Don't go anywhere. The COVID vaccine is killing America's warriors. That's the name of the video that you just watched.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's the third hour of American Journal. My guest for this hour is Dave Riley. He's a conservative Christian writer, pundit, award-winning radio host, digital media producer, and columnist. You can follow him on Twitter at RealDaveRiley. And I'm so excited to welcome him to the show. Welcome to the program, Dave.
Thank you for having me on, Harrison. It's a real pleasure to be here with you today.
Well, it's very exciting. We have a lot to discuss. I think one of the first things I want to discuss is sort of in line with a lot of my recent guests, which has been the divide of the Republican Party into the more conservative Christian faction versus the faction that wants to liberalize even more, and I guess perhaps in an attempt to widen the voter base. And this has been something I've had on Lauren Witzke and Nick Fuentes and Dan Lyman, and this has been sort of the core of the arguments that we've been making is that the Republican Party has to choose a path, choose a lane, and they can't serve two masters. And I just want to get your take on this. As you put, you're a conservative Christian writer, I would think you fall on the side along with my previous guests, I guess you could say. Just where do you see the Republican Party right now? Do we have a political future, or, I mean, is politics just right out the window? What's the path forward, Dave?
Well, I think that the Republican Party, frankly, is dead. I'm friends with Nick and I'm friends with Lauren. And what happened to Lauren 2 or 3 weeks ago, basically getting excommunicated by the Republican Party for supporting traditional marriage. I don't understand how we can move forward with a party that is going to be intolerant of very basic traditional Christian values. I think we could even see at the very beginning of CPAC, the first thing on the agenda wasn't a Christian prayer service. It wasn't even an address. It was a prayer service like Shabbat or something like that, a totally different religion that is alien to Christianity. So as far as the Republican Party goes, there might be pockets like where I live. I'm I guess you could say Republican adjacent. I work with them. I talk with them. I'm friends with a lot of the local representatives and leaders. And I think that there's an ability to work on that local level. But when it comes to national politics, I don't know of any real serious politicians or candidates that are not controlled on both the Democrat and the Republican side. I think that's exactly what some of these groups like the NXIVM cult, mm-hmm. like the Jeffrey Epstein blackmail ring that was going on. From what I can tell, they've basically seized control of both political parties and the entire political establishment.
But there does seem to be a pushback, doesn't there? We have Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is facing, you know, total demonization from the left and not getting any support from her Republican colleagues. And yet she continues to move forward. She continues to dominate the conversation, and she continues to receive massive amounts of support from people on the ground. So maybe this is the time for more people like Marjorie Taylor Greene to rise up and say, I'm not going to adhere to the dictates of the people that claim to be Republican and yet refuse to stand up for these basic conservative values. She seems to be doing quite well. Do you think there is a little bit of hope that we can glean from that?
Well, I mean, I definitely love watching, like, with like the masks with all of these different messages to Biden on it. I mean, I always get a kick out of that. And it's great to know that there is somebody in Congress that's at least saying something that's, you know, true, you know, actually true. A politician saying something true seems quite revolutionary these days.
Right.
But if it seems if the Republican Party is good at one thing, it is holding the line that the progressives have brought American politics to,
right,
and making sure that we don't backslide into any kind of backwards thinking of yesteryear. It's good at doing that. And it's also very good at stamping out any kind of white supremacy, which is basically anything that white people do for themselves or for their people. So I'm not really sure if the Republican Party is going to be even existing, you know, in the next 10 years. We don't even know what the political landscape is going to look like, frankly, in the next 10 or 15 years. I think it's going to change quite a lot.
Yeah, especially when you have big tech working, you know, hand in hand with the government to basically destroy the ability of anybody who, you know, represents anybody to the right of Mitch McConnell from even, you know, having a voice, let alone getting elected or anything of the sort. You know, you have a great quote from G.K. Chesterton, rather, on your Twitter, saying every high civilization decays by forgetting obvious things. And I think that's so poignant, especially now. I mean, you know, we've been talking as little as possible, but we still have been talking about the Grammys and just the really sort of disgusting display that we saw as a part of primetime, you know, nationwide entertainment. And it seems like, again, you know, holding the line is only effective if you actually hold that line. If you keep moving it step by step, where you eventually end up is completely unrecognizable from where you started. So I guess my question to you, what are some of the things that we've forgotten that has caused our once high civilization to enter this state of decay?
Well, I think that traditional marriage, I think that there are men and women. I think that
right.
the fact, I mean, we're in a series of revolutions. You know, it started, I guess you could say, I'm a Catholic. So I think that one of the first great revolutions was Martin Luther against the church.
Mm.
So he had a revolution against the church itself, but he kept Jesus Christ and he kept the notion of God. In 1717, you had the Freemasonic Revolution, which was against Jesus Christ and against his church, but it wasn't against God per se. 1917, we had the Bolshevik Revolution, where we have a revolution against Jesus, God, and the church. And in 2017, a fourth wave of this revolution, where we're not just at odds with those three, the church, with God, with Christ, we're also at odds with human nature itself. A war against our own humanity is being waged, not just by the big tech giants, not just by the elites, but also by these kinds of LGBT activists, by people like Rachel Levine, right? I mean, how far have we gone that we have a mentally ill person serving as our health and human services? I mean, this is out of control. So it's really no wonder that things are kind of going off the rails. You know, what's the old Roman quote? Those who the gods want to destroy first, they make mad. And we have indeed gone completely mad. You know, I work for Culture Wars magazine, but it's funny. A friend of mine, Devin Stack, he's got a great channel over on Trovo. You can find him at Blackpilled. He said it best, I think. You know, we wish that we were in a culture war. It would be nice to be in a culture war, because at least in a culture war, we would have some give and take. But it's not a culture war. It's a culture rape.
Mm.
We have no victories to speak of in the past 50 years on the conservative side, on the traditional side, on the Christian side. We have absolutely nothing. It has been all give and no get. So it's getting to a point where the sentiment of people really starting to wake up to the idea that the political system is very broken And it's going to be really interesting to see what winds up coming out over the next, 4, 5, 10 years.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just, you know, what you're saying is so correct, and I think you're right. You know, it's the obvious answer, I guess you could say. High civilization decays when forgetting obvious things, and what is more obvious than the existence of male and female? And yet it seems like not only have we forgotten this, we're forcibly being, incapable of admitting that, right? You can't say that there's such things as male or females. You're a hateful bigot at that point. You'll be ejected from Congress if the Democrats have anything to say about it.
That's right. You'll be canceled.
You'll absolutely be canceled. And I can't remember who it was. I think maybe it was somebody on the show, pointing out that it's not cancel culture. It is the canceling of a culture. Our culture itself is being canceled. The culture that made us great, the culture that our country was founded upon is basically you can't mention it. You can't talk about it. You can't say that this is a good thing or a great thing or that it made us who we are. That's unacceptable in the mainstream media. And I want to get to this, and we'll get to this in the next segment as we're coming up to break here. But it's the article from Politico.eu. It says, no more babies, the hormone-altering chemicals threatening human procreation. The first line is that there's a looming solution to all of humanity's problems, and that is that by 2045, most men may no longer be able to reproduce because of the impact of hormone-altering chemicals. So our human extinction, our inability to reproduce, is being promoted as a solution to all of our problems. Incredibly upsetting. I'm going to get Dave Riley's opinion on this on the other side, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Banned.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Banned.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal, Infowars.com, Banned.video, brought to you entirely, I should mention, by InfowarsStore.com. We have no billionaire funders hiding in the shadows, determining what we can and cannot talk about. No, I'm free to discuss any and all things I desire, as long as they please you, the InfoWarriors out there, and you let us know whether you like it or not by going to InfoWarsStore.com right now, BrainForce Plus, 50% off, and that's now back in stock. So please do go there and support us if you appreciate the fact that you actually have a free media that can speak to power without fear of being destroyed by those that fund us. Now, here's the article. No more babies, the hormone-altering chemicals threatening human procreation. Now, this we can get into, of course, all of the endocrine disruptors, the what do they call them? Where is it? Anyway, all these things. I mean, you know what they are. They just basically are destroying our ability to reproduce totally. But what is really shocking to me is this first statement. There's a looming solution to all of humanity's problems. By 2045, most men may no longer be able to reproduce because of the impact on hormone-altering chemicals. So I want to get your comment on that, Dave Riley, my guest, Dave Riley. You can find on Twitter at RealDaveRiley. And I want to tie this into the overall anti-human agenda that we were talking about a little bit earlier, and the way that we're now being set up to basically eliminate humankind from existence, and we're being told that's a good thing. What's your take on this, Dave?
Well, it reminds me of a book, a very forgotten book that people would like to never have brought up in conversation. The book is called Germany Must Perish. Mm. It was released in, I believe, 1929, right at the beginning. Oh, no. I take it back. 1939, right at the beginning of World War II. And in this book, which was praised at the time by the New York Times, they were hypothesizing ways to sterilize and completely eliminate the German nation, German people. So this is eerily reminiscent of that. It's really quite interesting how these ideas of, genocides of white people, of European people, of Christians, doesn't really seem to go away. It perdures through history. There's, example after example, whether it's the Holodomor in Ukraine, whether it's Trotsky's Red Guard going around murdering the Tsarist loyalists after the Russian Revolution of 1917. It is interesting that this keeps coming up over and over again, this obsession with killing people, with depopulating the earth, with thinning out the population. It really comes as no surprise to me anyway.
Yeah, well, you make a good point because, when it's talking about all of this stuff like plastics, electronics, food packaging, pesticides, the one thing it's sort of leaving out, or just you can assume by inference, is that this is only happening in the first world. It's only happening to us here in the industrialized world where we are introduced to all of this stuff, while the third world, their birth rate is absolutely exploding. Now, I don't think that's a bad thing. You have Bill Gates basically saying we need to go in and secretly give birth control to these people because, they shouldn't be reproducing as much, when in reality, the solution should be, how do we stop this from happening in the first world? Now, this article actually does have some good points. It says the reason that this is happening, Swan says, may be growing exposure to the endocrine disrupting chemicals found in everything from plastics, electronics, food packaging and pesticides to personal care products and cosmetics. And as such, the bodies of just about everyone on the planet, That's not entirely true, right? It's happening almost primarily in Europe and the Western world. But they say that there's actually one reason to be optimistic, and that is that they've done studies on rodents, and they've shown that when a rodent is exposed to estrogenic chemicals shortly after birth, but never again has contact with that substance, sperm count can be completely restored within three generations. So we can undo this if we start eating the right food, avoiding the wrong chemicals. We can actually get back to a higher level of reproduction. That needs to be the focus. And there are countries like Hungary, which has seen its birth rate skyrocket recently because of the activities of their government. They've promoted families, they've promoted growth, they've promoted having children, and that's had an effect, and they've been able to reverse some of this downtrend. Is it up to our government? Should our government be doing something similar to what Hungary's doing?
I think that on top of taking super male vitality, that some pro-natal policies would be very good. But when you look at American policy, it seems like maybe since 1960, 1970, we've basically been promoting policies that reward people for their bad behaviors and punish people for their good behaviors. You can look at the inner cities in Chicago and Detroit and Philadelphia. When we have these women running around having multiple children with multiple fathers, they all get these payouts, their own kinds of stimulus packages to support their lifestyle and to reward their bad behaviors. But when you get a man and a woman that get married to one another to have children, not only are they persecuted, you know, not only when you have four or five kids and you go to Walmart to shop, you get looked at. You know, people look at you sideways like, what is wrong with you? What are you doing? You're ruining the world. I mean, don't you know what's on CNN? Haven't you seen the global warming? I mean, you know that you're causing that, right? So there's these kinds of societal pressures on the one hand and these kind of very dysgenic policies and antinatal policies that are being instituted by our government. I mean, this is one of those fundamental things, like G.K. Chesterton said. You know, you can't kill your own children, right? And we've got and this brings me to a different point, I guess you could say, with the abortion debate, with this whole abortion policy that is legal in the United States, and they're trying to advance this policy even more to these late term abortions and whatnot. Especially with the progressives that are in the Capitol right now, that was never voted on, right? Mm. That was never a policy that was voted on. That was done basically by the fiat of the American justice system, same as Obergefell versus Hodges. Americans did not vote for gay marriage. In fact, even in California, I believe it was 2009, they voted down a proposal to legalize gay marriage. And so because they couldn't get the American people to vote because they could not kind of coerce people into what's the term for it? Manufacturing consent.
Right.
They had to go to the judicial system to legislate it that way, to approve of these things in that way, because I think that even at a very basic level, people still kind of understand that, you know, the nuclear family is the way forward. I mean, without babies, you don't get an economy. You don't get workers. You don't get people to consume things. If everybody went gay and if everybody murdered their own children, we wouldn't have an economy, we wouldn't have workers, and we wouldn't have a nation. So, you know, it's like I said, those who the gods want to destroy, they make mad. And this is where we are today. We've got mad people in office. We've got crazy people that are making the policies for us. And basically, it's been a cultural rape. Nobody has been able to stand up and stop them because of cancel culture.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I have to correct you there. You don't have to have babies to have workers. You can import workers. This is what we've learned. You can just bring in people from other countries to replace your dying off population. And that seems to be the tactic.
And as a matter of fact, the corporations don't even have to pay them as much as the natives. They can reduce wages by doing that. So it's very good for the corporations.
And they'll be subsidized by the government for doing so. So it's a win-win for everybody except for you, the American people, who are literally being bred out of existence. And that's a good thing. It's a solution to all our problems, according to the progressives. More with Dave Riley on the other side.
Every product you hear me on air advertising, we have in stock in our warehouse in Austin, Texas. Every product. So if you order it, we've got it. It ships out in a couple days, sometimes the same day. listeners get confused when they hear me talk about the fact that the supply chain's breaking down and it's future orders. It's product we're trying to reorder to get back in that we're having trouble with. I mean, I'm talking about double, triple, quadruple delivery times. And it's across not just the supplement, vitamin, mineral industry. It's across every industry. So the globalists have successfully devastated the economy. That's why I'm saying you need to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get high-quality supplements while you still can and storable food at InfoWarsStore.com because we have it in stock. It's ready to ship. But with the supply chain breakdowns, prices are going up, availability is going down, and it's just crazy. So please, get products while you still can and support the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, how about blasting off the sleep? It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. My guest is Dave Riley. You can find him on Twitter at RealDaveRiley, and we're discussing the anti-human agenda that we are all being subjected to. Now, we know this is being promoted by everybody from the royal family to the World Economic Forum, Davos, and others as the Great Reset. I think it's much more accurately described as the Great Merger, as we're seeing big tech, big government, big business, the banks all sort of merging into one superclass. That's unelected, unaccountable, and rules over you with an iron fist. There's a lot of stories that, Dave, you've shared with me that go right along with this. Things like how the Bank of America is handing over customers' data to the feds after Capitol protests, how Facebook is giving the FBI private messages of users when they're discussing the Capitol Hill riot. I mean, this is a circumvention of the Constitution and our Fourth Amendment rights, right? Usually the Fed would have to go through and or issue warrants and prove probable cause and have to go in and find. Well, not anymore. Now they're just hand in hand with big tech, and big tech says, here's all the information you need. This is incredibly dangerous. And as we know, the point of the Great Reset, they tell us, you know, from their words are, you'll own nothing, you'll have no privacy. Oh, but you'll be happy. And that's they're planning on manufacturing that consent, of course. But explain to us, you know, what humanity itself is up against here.
Well, it's really, really daunting, frankly. You know, it's a little blackpilling, I think, when you can really zoom out and look at the whole thing. But I feel like it's a little bit more important to know what's coming around the corner than it is to just bury your head in the sand and to disengage from politics and to disengage from the news. Of course, that's what a lot of people have been doing since January 6th. They have been disengaging from the news and no longer following it. And because of all of the hysteria that has been around Trump and around his presidency, a lot of news stories have flown way under the radar and have gone incredibly underreported. News stories like the ones that I sent you about a guy who will be talking about Yuval Noah Harari. I talk about this guy a lot with you know, friends of mine, with different people that I'm, you know, in discussions with. He is a Israeli historian, apparently, and he wrote a book called Sapiens and a couple of other books. He gave a speech at Davos 2020. It's available on YouTube. You can watch it there, where he discusses a couple of different things. Number one, the rise of AI, which will give way to a global useless class. People like you, people like me, people like everyone listening to this broadcast will become considered useless class. I mean, truck drivers, factory workers, people in manufacturing, people that actually create goods and services that are needed around here that can be replaced by AI or replaced by robots like at Amazon warehouses. So we've got AI, the rise of a global useless class, and then we have the rise of digital dictatorships, which is one of the things that Yuval Harari talks about in his speech at Davos. And these digital dictatorships will then begin and using other countries as data colonies, taking their data, taking their health information, their location services, their text messages, all of this stuff. And not just that, but also things like what Facebook was doing. It's really funny. You know, in 2013 or 14, I remember when all of these different quizzes were going around on Facebook. Which Marvel character are you? What is your favorite soft drink? Take this test and find out what your favorite color is. These are all psychological tests that were being given to people. And now Facebook and all of the other tech giants that share data pools are basically in possession now of the most comprehensive psychological profile of human beings ever created. And where Yuval Harari goes next is the birth of hackable human beings.
Right.
And, you know, we have this, we had a little speech at our church a couple of days ago about how to protect yourself from big tech and how to navigate the internet safely. And a lot of it is about, well, you don't want your bank information to get out, or you don't want your location to get out, and you want to be secure and not be hacked on your computer because of your data. But that's, I think, missing the point. I think that the real danger that is coming up here is you being hacked, right? Opening your phone and being.
Looks like we had a technical malfunction here. We'll try to reconnect with Dave Reilig. So what he's talking about is of the utmost importance. We'll try to connect with him momentarily. I have some other stuff I can talk about, like Google's Project Nightingale gathering personal health data information on millions of Americans. Looks like we may have Dave back, but he's exactly right. Google is now collecting the health data information on millions of Americans, search giant amassing health records from Ascension facilities in 21 states without informing the patients. So I'm just doubling down here on what you're talking about, Dave. Do we have Dave back? Dave, can you read me? All right, we're going to work on getting a better connection with him. It's a shame because his connection, his video looks so good. I didn't think we'd have a problem with it. But I want to go quickly out to a phone call so we can get some comments from the audience here. Let's go to Nick in Florida, who has a comment about globalism, and we'll get Dave Riley's take on your comments when he gets back. Nick in Florida, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? Basically, what I was thinking of, you guys were talking about earlier, you know, why would they want to kill off all the workers and everything across the world? Bill Gates, in his own demented, twisted mind, he believes that, well, actually what he really wants to do down the road is kill off everyone on the planet. And then with his own farms and his own land and everything, he wants to use, he'll basically grow his own people in laboratories and stuff like that and make like his own race, his own kind of form of alien type people. Also, as far as the next election is concerned, I think the Democrats' next big play is, if you've looked over like the last four presidencies, when they really strike seems to be about a year before the next election cycle.
Right.
And I believe they're using this whole COVID thing actually, as they're admitting now, as basically like data research. And they're seeing how everyone reacts, what places had more resistance, what people basically bowed down to the orders quickly, which places, you know, did what. And they're basically using all this resistance, and they're already talking about the next attack. So it's going to be probably right before the next election. People don't realize, you know, we do need to actually start our own party, because the Republican Party is dead. And after they just stole the election and with all the crimes they've committed and all the stuff now with the vaccines that they've promoted and everyone getting sick from it, these people throughout human history, if you actually look back, there's never been a tyrannical dictatorship that's just willingly given up power. And all these people, they've stolen the election, they've corrupted and manipulated and controlled basically everyone in government all the way down to the local municipalities, and they're not going to come off their power unless we fight them. So we need to be looking past them stealing the next election, which I believe they will again in 4 years, and then maybe people will start really realizing, but maybe even within the next 4 years, with the amount of squeeze they're going to be putting on people, they're going to realize it's not really about the next election. They're going to steal it. The tyrants have taken over and they've stolen the country from us, and they're not going to give it up. Tyrannical dictators never give up their power.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that's just it.
You're exactly right, Nick. I could not agree more, and I think what you're saying is going directly in line with what our guest Dave Riley is talking about, eliminating humanity itself and basically replacing who they can with robots, and who they, you know, have to keep around, they'll control through other means. So we'll get Dave Riley back on the line for the next segment when we get back, and we'll let him finish the very important diatribe he was going on. I mean, really hitting on all of the big points. And, you know, I think once a week we should play that video of Aldous Huxley, author of Brave New World, his interview with Mike Wallace from the 1950s, where he laid all of this out perfectly, because even as far back as the late 50s and early 60s, they were implanting things in people's heads to release dopamine to make them happy when they would otherwise be miserable. And that's exactly what they plan on doing here, and what they are already doing here with antidepressants and others.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too, at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's so hard for me when I'm cutting ads to not get overly excited. People ask me all the time, they go, Joe, are you on cocaine? Are you on meth? How are you so excited? How do I not get excited about world government, forced masks, forced inoculations, open announcements that our country is going to be dissolved? I'm sorry. I'm a fighter. And I know many of you out there watching and listening are fighters as well. And so I'll just say this. I try to be calm. I try to be focused. I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't still on air right now. But I just really want to thank you for keeping us on air. Because you have to realize, when I tell you that you're the InfoWar, that's not me patting you on the head. You are 99% of the equation. So when you decide to spread the word, when you decide to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com, when you decide to share the articles and videos we produce, it changes the world. So you are the InfoWar. Thank you so much for the fight. Thank you for all you've done. Now let's take action together and take down the globalist. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being culled, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, we have Dave Riley back on the line. His Twitter is at Real Dave Riley. And, Dave, you were right in the middle of making a very important point there. He sort of cut off at the worst possible time, being hacked by the globalist forces, perhaps. We're talking about hacking humanity, basically hacking humans themselves, lulling them into a stage of willing slavery, really. Just go ahead and finish your thought on that, or expand on it, if you will.
Yeah, you know that you're really starting to hit really close to home when they start pulling your internet out and forcing
right.
you off the air, you know. So the point here is I was going on about this speech that this guy Yuval Noah Harari gave at the 2020 World Economic Forum in Davos.
Right.
And it's funny when you watch the speech, it's like imagine in your head a fox standing outside of the hen house giving a speech to other foxes about all of the security vulnerabilities that hen house has.
Mm.
And masking it in this way of saying, oh, well, we've got to be very careful. Look at all of these vulnerabilities, and we need to make sure that these you know, bad people don't get in here. Meanwhile, it's Zuckerberg. It is Bezos. It is the people that run Google and these other major Silicon Valley tech companies that are in the audience there. So it's not exactly like he's talking to disinterested parties that are really interested in protecting humanity or protecting their nations. These are globalists. These are by and large heavily funded by these international bankers and international corporations. So one of the points that Harari was making is that human beings are now at a point where they can be hacked because of the data collection that was done by Facebook with all of these personality tests that they were running back in 2011 to 2015 or so. They can serve you information. They can serve you news stories. They can share with you local things that are happening around you to get you to behave in particular ways. And this is what we're talking about when we're talking about hackable human beings. I mean, think about it. For how many years have people sat around with their iWatch on that records your blood pressure, it records your heart rate, and then you're looking at your phone, looking at Facebook, and you see something that makes you angry, and boom, your heart rate spikes, and they know, boom, this thing is something that is really going to have an impact on this person. So they can micro-target. Even one of the articles that I sent you, I believe it was from Wired.
Yeah, I have it right here. The headline is, "When Tech Knows You Better Than You Know Yourself."
That's right. Now, that's an article that came out in 2018. So we haven't been talking about this for 3 years. Meanwhile, they've been progressing their agenda. But if you do a find in page on that for individuals, you're going to see him talking about how they can surveil individuals and discriminate against individuals instead of even whole swaths of people. These guys are going to be able to do some serious, serious stuff coming up here. I think when it comes to like false flags, for example, imagine waking up in the morning, looking at your phone and it says the Civil War has begun. Right. And then you call your friend, but it's not your friend. It's an AI chatbot getting back to you saying, yep, I'm seeing the same thing, too. Let's go get them. And the next thing you know, you've got this, you know, patriot uprising that the government is then going to have to come in and squash. And no one will know how this happened. You know, it's not exactly going to look like it was planned in chats. It's just going to look like a lone wolf or something like that. So I think that that's a really big danger that we need to be aware of, that, you know, this we've been so atomized and forced into our homes and forced to wear masks, apparently. I mean, I don't live in a place that does heavy masking, but a lot of people do. And we've lost touch with one another as human beings. We don't go out anymore. A lot of people can't go to church, for example. And I think that it's really important now more than ever to make that kind of human contact. And so I was going to also discuss a little bit. I've got a speech coming up on Thursday about cancel culture. And cancel culture is a part of this agenda, right? It's the kind of the more human side of it where you say something and then you're going to be met with resistance. You're going to be deplatformed for saying it. You're going to be discouraged by others for talking about this. And a lot of people don't really understand what the deal is with cancel culture. A lot of people are just now being exposed for the very first time with Donald Trump. You know, I gave the speech a couple of weeks ago and I said, when was the first time you heard about cancel culture? And they said Donald Trump. I was shocked that they didn't say Alex Jones. I was shocked that they weren't talking about all of these other people that have come before. Milo Yiannopoulos, for example. I think he was one of the first politically motivated people to be deplatformed from Twitter. But I can trace it as far back as even Socrates, who was in a way canceled by the elders in Greece for quote unquote preaching against the gods of the state. Yeah. Jesus Christ himself was canceled in a way, put on a show trial and killed. Yeah. So it's a very deep topic to discuss here. And there's a really interesting book that I wanted to share with you, which ties into all of this. It was from the former head of the ACLU. It's called The Watchdogs: A Close Look at Anti-Racist Watchdog Groups by Laird Wilcox. This book came out in 1998, and there is a very big passage in here. When you talk about people getting deplatformed from the internet, it's one group in particular, the ADL.
Sure.
They have been doing this since as early as 1992. There's an article from Home Office Computing magazine that I'm looking at here where they were getting posts deleted from forums. And this is continuing today. You can even see with QAnon, the ADL came out celebrating that they got 70,000 users deleted from Twitter because they supported the QAnon narrative. Now, QAnon was a psyop. I'm not a supporter of QAnon, but You know, isn't this America? Shouldn't we be allowed to say whatever we want? And who elected the ADL? Abe Foxman, Jonathan Greenblatt. I mean, who are these people to tell us what we can and cannot talk about? Now, in polite circles, fantastic. You've got it up. That's awesome. In polite circles, if you were to bring up Yuval Noah Harari and talk about his plans and his vision for the future, these hackable human beings, digital dictatorships and data colonies, you might get accused of being an anti-Semite. And that's exactly what cancel culture is about. That's what it serves. And everything else is just a show. And it's funny when cancel culture starts to turn back on its own masters, like with the Me Too movement and Harvey Weinstein, we can see very quickly it gets diverted and derailed, and you go down all of these rabbit holes. So it's really important to understand the mechanics of it, of cancel culture, to be able to press forward and to not give in to the social and the societal pressures, because we are getting to a point where when you look at Soviet Russia, when you look at the idea of the commissar, right? Mm. Lazar Kaganovich, the guy that led the Holodomor in the Ukraine, which killed 7 million Ukrainians, Christians, he was not a native Ukrainian. He was not a native Russian. And when we look at the people who are now ruling us, even Alejandro Mayorkas, when you look at Rachel Levine, when you look at who's the schmuck who just got put in for I can't remember what it was, a Department of Homeland Security possibly. That's a real scumbag.
That's Mayorkas. Then there's Lloyd Austin, who's now the head of the Pentagon.
No, Merrick Garland.
Merrick Garland. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
This guy. I mean, but you see, they're all commissars of the same ilk as Lazar Kaganovich. They all have a relationship with groups like the ADL and with foreign nations and foreign lobbies like AIPAC. They have foreign backing in places like Israel. And there is a very serious, very, very serious threat that's posed to our cybersecurity, and not just our cybersecurity, but our human security.
When we talked about how the army was purging itself of people with things like Pepe the Frog stickers or come and take it flags, I mean, they came out and said, we're purging people, we're getting rid of them. We may even put them under arrest for having these types of signs. And in the article where it's celebrating this, it says, well, how did you determine these signs? Well, they were determined by organizations like the ADL and the SPLC. Again, who elected these people? Who appointed these people? They're the ones now dictating to us, you know, whether we can believe in a certain thing or not. It's absurd.
It's not even just the Pepe the Frogs. It's not even It's not even just these numbers and basic math that they've targeted for people in the military to be ejected. It's also things like Saint Michael the Archangel. Mm. That was on the list as well. It's getting very dangerously close to the same kind of thing that was going on in the Russian Revolution. It's targeted against Christianity. And I think that there is a big dichotomy between Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. They are three totally different religions. And to pretend that we all are on the same side, I think, is a very grave mistake. And we should be able to look at these different interests and look at different groups, look at different nations that have different agendas, and be able to discern what's going on. There was another article that I sent from LifeSite News, which is really interesting. I don't know.
We're running up against the end here. We'll have to have you back. We've barely cracked the Pandora's box of all the threats that we're under. Thanks so much for being on with us, Dave Riley. The Alex Jones Show begins in 1 minute. Stay tuned, folks.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and block it pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to, because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.